One of the mutations in the variant identified in South Africa helps the virus to evade antibodies produced by the body's immune system. Scientists are therefore asking if the vaccines currently available will protect people from the 501YV2 variant, or will it allow COVID-19 to continue to spread?
What results we have now are not indicative that the vaccines will not work, but we do know the world has underestimated this virus. This virus can evolve, it can adapt.
Dr. Alex Segal is an infectious diseases expert at the Africa Health Research Institute in Durban. He's one of the scientists whose research uncovered the variant in December.
It doesn't say that you will not mount an immune response to this virus. It's simply that you will not mount an immune response to the previous variants. And the problem here is that the vaccines were designed to the previous variants.
The current vaccines rely on prompting our bodies to identify the spike protein on the surface of the coronavirus. When such a recognition is made, the body produces antibodies to fight COVID-19. But Segal's research shows that mutations of the new variant hide the spike protein. Professor Penny Moore, a scientist at South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases, says compelling data from laboratories across the world show that 501YV2 is problematic.
In our lab, we have seen in a cohort of nearly 50 individuals, when you test the blood from people who were infected in the first wave and you ask, do those antibodies in that blood recognize the new virus? We find that in 50% of cases, nearly half of cases, there's no longer any recognition of the new variant.
Segal says the variants identified in South Africa and Britain are a reminder that even with the availability of vaccines, the world's struggle against the pandemic is far from over.
In general, we have reasons to be concerned because it seems like the virus has found a way to escape from previous antibodies. This work, of course, is ongoing. We don't know what's going to happen, but certainly we should be concerned and we have to accelerate the research on this.
Moore suggests some vaccines could be more effective against the variant than others.
If you have very high antibodies to begin with, there does remain some recognition of the new virus. And that's important as we think about vaccines, because some vaccines elicit very high levels of antibodies and others do not. And so we need to understand whether there is some vaccine-elicited rather than infection-elicited antibodies.
She emphasizes, though, that everything we know so far about COVID-19 variants comes from lab tests, and the evidence needs to be tested in the real world.
But one should also recognize that there are limitations to laboratory assays, and so we need to wait and look at clinical data from ongoing clinical trials and from epidemiological evidence. And we need to put all of those parts of the jigsaw puzzle together to really understand how serious the problem of immune evasion is with the new variant and whether or not this will impact vaccines. For that, we need to wait for the data.
Right now, South Africa's waiting for its first consignment of vaccines, expected to arrive later this week. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.